July 29th.
Lil Baby presents.
It's Only Us Tour.
Made it out to change this.
At American Airlines Arena.
Get ready for an epic summer.
Lil Baby's IOU Tour
has finally touched down.
It's Lil Baby live in concert
featuring
Kid LaRoy,
Glorilla,
Glossa,
Rilo Rodriguez,
and Honcha.
On the 30, made the farthest.
Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Brought to you by Mammoth Live and AG Touring.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Conducted a poll on the Chris Salcedo show on Newsmax this last week and put the polls on two of the social media platforms that we have on Twitter at C Salcedo Show, at C Salcedo Show, and on Truth Social at Chris Salcedo Show. Here was the question the poll posited. What percentage of government employees do you think are qualified for their jobs? What prompted this discussion was the fact that Beijing Biden, in a recent trip overseas, his security detail information was found blowing around in the streets of Belfast, just for any Tom, Dick, or Harry to find. We asked this question because Joe Biden has been stealing classified information since his time as a senator, and nobody gave a damn. Nobody cared. We ask this because of all of the government agencies that are allowing train derailments, that are concentrating on instilling wokeness rather than doing their damn jobs. The U.S. military is focused on wokeness rather than defending the country. The Congress is funding wokeness rather than funding our military, making sure that we have the proper training hours, making sure that our money is properly spent. So there are so many examples of big, bloated, unaccountable government. Then you get shrubs like John Cornyn voting for omnibus spending bills for these people to use our money to abuse us. And no accountability, no oversight. John Cornyn couldn't give two rats about the abuse going on in government. He's going to just give them your money and, you know, don't bother me with the little details, say these leftists, both parties. The leftists in both parties. Let me give you the results. On Truth Social, these were your choices. What percentage of government employees do you think are qualified for their jobs? 100%, 75%, 50%, or 25% or less? 83% of those surveyed said that 25% or less of America's governments, state, local, federal, are actually qualified for the jobs they hold. 0% said that everybody who has a government job is qualified. Some people left comments saying, for example, more of a nuanced response saying, well, they may be qualified, but should the jobs in government have been created? Fair point. This government is too big right now to be administered and given the proper oversight by disinterested shrubs like John Cornyn. It's grown beyond the consent of the governed. This government is too big and spends too much. Now, the results were a little different over on Twitter. Not much, but a little. Because the universe over on Twitter, as you know, that's the home of the left-wing sewer. So the results for those who believe everybody who holds a government job is qualified, 100%, 1.2% of respondents said that everybody's qualified in government. I know, crazy, right? 79.7% said, overwhelming majority said 25% or less. So that's the difference. Now, something that may be a little more scientific than the poll that we conducted on the Chris Salcedo Show on Twitter and on Truth Social is this from the Pew Research Center, a bunch of left-wing nutballs over there. Over at Pew, though, they asked a question. Trust in government. They've been asking it since 1958. 1958 to 2022, you probably realize that right now we are near historic lows. There was only one point where it was lower. Confidence in government was lower. And that was in the Obama era of 2011. But the same people are running Biden who are running Obama. So, you know, Beijing Biden is quickly heading there. Quickly heading to Obama-level distrust in government. Our government has never been more distrusted than when Barack Hussein Obama was leading it. And by the way, he suffered historic losses. The Democrat Party suffered historic losses because Americans no longer trusted its government. And Joe Biden, Beijing Biden, is very close to getting there. It is because government has been betraying we the people. Government has been betraying its most sacred trust. Government, the American government, is putting every other government first, putting us last. And our job, according to them, is to be enslaved and to finance all of this nonsense while our lives get markedly worse. Ronald Reagan spoke of the insanity of socialism. And this is what left-wingers' mindset is. I think Reagan captured it beautifully. Listen to his words.
Well, if no one among us is capable of governing himself, then who among us has the capacity to govern someone else?
Now, you understand what he means by this. The left-wingers get up every day saying, we need to have an all-powerful government to rule over you because you're all stupid. You can't manage your own money. You can't manage your own country. So you must elect guys like John Cornyn. You must elect guys like Mitch McConnell. They'll tell you what you need to do. You must elect guys like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They'll tell you what to do because you are incapable. Now, this is the left-wing mindset. Well, wait a minute. If everybody's incapable of governing themselves, then who among us is capable of telling others what to do? Now, left-wingers never are forced to ask that or answer that question because the biased press never asks them. What makes you so qualified to pass judgment and tell other people how to run their lives, what they have to, what they can eat, what they can drive, basically set us on a course here in this country where we're getting rid of the gas-powered engine, the cleanest burning engines in American and world history? We got to get rid of those so we can go to these toxic batteries that, if they fill landfills, will contaminate the water supply. Don't forget these batteries are also made up of rare earth minerals. We don't have enough proven reserves right now of these rare earth minerals to make even one generation of electric cars. Yet Beijing Biden says that's where we have to go. We don't have enough to make, but we're going to go there. One would get the sense that the socialists want to control our movements. Hey, if they don't want you getting around, all they got to do is turn off your power. Pretty easy, isn't it? So it's a lot harder to arrest an entire industry, an oil industry, especially when you have the various states. But you've got these various states making all of this energy. It's really easy to shut down just three power grids. Yeah, just go to Grid Down, Power Up, folks. Watch that documentary. Grid Down, Power Up. You'll see how easy it is for our enemies, both in the American government and outside of the American government, to do that. Part of the reason why the socialists are pushing back so hard on this idea of freedom, and where does freedom originate? It originates from the Judeo-Christian ethic. We have freedom of choice given to us by who? By God. By God. Our rights are derived from God. And why is the FBI attacking the Catholics? Why is FBI and DOJ attacking parents and Christians? Why are leftists out there trying to say, oh no, your children don't belong to you, they belong to the state? It's because God gets in their way, and these godlike principles of freedom and liberty, they get in the way of totalitarians in government. Reagan spoke of nations who turn away from their God or gods, and what is in store for those nations.
I submit to you that the tolerant society is open to and encouraging of all religions. And this does not weaken us. It strengthens us. It makes us strong. You know, if we look back through history to all those great civilizations, those great nations that rose up to even world dominance and then deteriorated, declined, and fell, we find they all had one thing in common. One of the significant forerunners of their fall was their turning away from their God or gods.
I think you ought to have a look at this book by Jonathan Cahn called Return of the Gods. And Return of the Gods postulates that the old gods, before we were enlightened and awakened to the one true God that so many religions worship, from Islam to Judaism to Christianity, the centralized monotheistic model, the one true God, the other gods, the other venal and debaucherous gods, they Kahn says they were actually spiritual in nature. And when we turned away from them, they lost all their power and they were outcast, but they never died. And they're making resurgence, courtesy of the American left wing, courtesy of the worldwide left, from Ishtar to Baal to Moloch. They're all coming back into play. I really would encourage you to read that. But Reagan knew and understood why our belief in God was so fundamentally important to our way of life, freedom, and democracy, and our republic. This was in Dallas, by the way.
Without God, there is no virtue because there's no prompting of the conscience.
Without God, there is no prompting of the conscience. That's why Joe Biden can do what he does. That's why Democrats can do to us what they're doing. This is why Christopher Wray can sick FBI agents on Catholics. This is why the Department of Injustice can allow firebombings of churches, can allow firebombings of women's clinics, pro-choice clinics, and not do anything about it. Because without God, you can do anything. There's no prompting of the conscience. Merrick Garland has no conscience. Christopher Wray has no conscience. Those who are enabling these attacks on people of faith have no conscience.
Without God, we're mired in the material, that flat world that tells us only what the senses perceive. Without God, there is a coarsening of the society. And without God, democracy will not and cannot long endure.
The coarsening of our society. That's exactly what, when you turn away from God, that's why BLM can go in and loot your store. Antifa can go in and loot your store, can beat up gay people the way Antifa did. Andy Ngo, who's a gay journalist. When isn't that the ultimate in the coarsening of our society? We're watching it unfold right before our eyes. As America turns from God, our fortunes dim. Our society is coarsened, and we put some of the most debaucherous and insane people in charge. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Cori Bush, Ayanna Pressley, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, John Cornyn, Mitch McConnell, some of the most unconscionable people in charge of the most powerful positions in our country. And Reagan also spoke of all of you. What have you done to preserve, protect, and defend your rights, your children's rights, the rights to worship freely, the rights to not have your taxpayer dollars go to attack you for your belief in God? Reagan believed we needed to act. Now, he was talking in this next soundbite economically, but it applies to everything that we do as conservatives. He's asking you to act because he doesn't believe in a fate that will befall us no matter what we do. But if we do nothing, well,
we're not, as some would have us believe, doomed to an inevitable decline. I do not believe in a fate that will fall on us no matter what we do. I do believe in a fate that will fall on us if we do nothing.
So, shouldn't we do something to preserve, protect, and defend ourselves, our futures? Another one of those individuals in the trenches with us doing that good fight. I introduce him to the Salcedo Storm podcast coming up next.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Genital mutilation is happening to Texas kids. These abusive medical practices are being pushed by the radical woke leftists in our state. You can go to TexasScorecard.com to learn more and get real news for real Texans.
If you're a believer in God, if you're a believer in, if you have a faith, you are under attack by a Democrat party in these United States who want your God to be government, just as if it were communist China, just as if it were Soviet Russia. And I believe we ought to push back on that. One of the unique, our founding first principle, the freedom of religious expression. It's the First Amendment in the United States Constitution. Let me bring on Logan Church, National Political Director for Catholic Vote. Logan has been an emerging leader in the campaign world, having worked on dozens of campaigns in six states. Logan has dedicated her career to electing quality candidates to public office, which I believe eliminates most Democrats. Logan, welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Pleasure is all mine. The attacks on Christians via the Democrat Party and the Beijing Biden regime. First, the FBI, it was revealed in a memo labeling Catholics as extremists. Comment on that.
Yeah, so it happened back in late January. It was actually a document that was released from the FBI saying that they were putting agents, or it was from the Richmond office for the FBI. They were saying they put an agent in a traditional Latin mass church to keep an eye on these Catholics and to look for tripwires, as they called them, that might lead them to find some radical domestic terrorist Catholics going on that are just trying to celebrate their faith in church. And after finding out about this, you know, some people went kind of crazy. People don't like hearing things like that, you know, and the FBI quickly said, no, it, you know, it's not what you think. It's not a big deal.
Oh, yes.
This is a fluke.
Oh, yes. And you know what? Merrick Garland got in front of Congress under oath and lied because he was asked point blank. I think it was Josh Hawley. Josh Hawley asked him point blank, do you have agents inside? Does the FBI have agents inside the Catholic Church to engage in these tripwires? And they said, no, this was just a rogue memo. It should never have been written in Virginia. Just one small office. It has nothing to do with the FBI writ large. And then we find out the truth that Christopher Wray not only planted an agent inside of the Catholic Church to bring it down, he had plans to do more.
Yeah, so not only was there a confirmed agent planted that we know of in this church, who knows how many more, right? But they were also encouraging fellow parishioners and priests, people in church leadership, to rat, as they called it, on other Catholics. They wanted to train up these people to look for concerning, you know, tripwires, such as being passionate about the traditions of the church and wanting to attend a traditional Latin mass. But then it went even further to say that they were also concerned about what they call mainline Catholic masses. So that would be the Novus Ordo or the English masses that most people would attend. And we know that this document was not only circulated to multiple offices around the nation, but we also, I mean, who can say how far it's truly gone as far as being enacted?
You know, I'm reminded of, you know, because you, the way you put it, asking fellow Catholics to rat on their, on existing Catholics. This guy believes that abortion is wrong. I think I should report it to the FBI. You know, that reminds me of, it reminds me of Nazi Germany, of Nazi Germany and the collaborators with the Nazi regime and turning on Jews. What do you think is behind the FBI's Nazi-like behavior?
Yeah, you know, I think that at the end of the day, most people, Catholic or not, can agree that the Catholic Church has been one of the main powers that has continued throughout our nation to keep these progressive leftist ideals away from really attaching itself to our culture fully. I mean, the Catholic Church has been one of the front voices on parental rights, the pro-life movement, educational freedom from day one. So I would say that there is an invested interest in making sure that Catholics are afraid to live out their faith and are afraid to speak up and act out in the public square, which is a big part of what we do at Catholic Vote, is trying to empower Catholics and Christians to recognize that what they're hearing in the pews should translate to the polls and should translate to how they act in the day-to-day lives out in our culture.
Logan Church is our guest right now, folks. She's the National Political Director for Catholic Vote. You have experience in campaigns and you want to elect quality candidates. Can you speak to the Republicans like John Cornyn and the Republicans like Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney, who are perfectly comfortable with the FBI targeting and infiltrating and bringing down the Catholic Church? Can you speak to the knife in the back that these so-called Republicans are lodging in the backs of all Catholics?
Yeah, so I would say this. First of all, when you put an R next to your name, you're saying you stand for something. You're telling the voters that go to the ballot box that you stand for something, and that's for freedom, religious freedom, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, that you're pro-life. And when you don't stand for those things, it's a little bit concerning. And as a Catholic, when you aren't standing for the rights of my religious freedoms, I'm concerned about why you think that you represent me. And that's something that I do and my team does on the political team here at Catholic Vote, is identifying especially Catholic elected officials who aren't voting as Catholics and saying, hey, we're going to hold you accountable. We're going to make sure that you can't do that. And we've seen the FBI target parents at school board meetings. They're targeting pro-life activists. They're targeting conservatives. And now they're targeting Catholic parishes. What's next?
Right. What's next?
They want to use our taxpayer dollars to label us domestic terrorists. But you know what? They've continued to treat the violence that we've seen over and over again over the past 2 years against Catholic churches as free speech. There's been over 300 attacks in the past 2 years on violent attacks on Catholic churches, and the FBI has continued to do nothing. And it's time that these politicians start to speak up and speak out.
Right. And you don't wait on John Cornyn. John Cornyn's tactic has been to fully fund the FBI's attacks on the Catholic Church and to fully fund the Catholic Church being targeted violently and having the FBI look the other way. John Cornyn fully supports that. He voted to fund that. Ted Cruz did not vote to fund all of that. Let me ask you about Walter Reed Medical Center. During Holy Week, Joe Biden, which, by the way, Joe Biden is a fake Catholic. He doesn't want to talk about this incident. His government banned Catholic friars from ministering to individuals who were convalescing in Walter Reed Medical Center during Holy Week, the holiest week in the Christian calendar. Is this just more evidence of this government's hostility and hatred for people of faith?
Yes, absolutely. For him to say that it wasn't a necessary service is just a spit in the face of Christians and a spit in the face of Catholics. I mean, Catholics, especially in Holy Week, because it's such a crucial time for all Christians, for all Catholics. And these liturgies are so sacred. And to deny a validly ordained priest from giving service to these sick members of the hospital, I mean, like, it's appalling to me as a Catholic, and it should be appalling to Christians everywhere, because it's just time and time again, they keep moving closer and closer and closer to taking away our religious freedom. And if we don't start kicking and screaming now, they're going to get away with it.
Yeah. But before I get to the why you think this is all going on, let me address Pope Francis. Because up until the papacy of Pope Francis, the popes were defenders of the church. But I think an argument can be made, as I am sitting here as a devout practicing Catholic, an argument can be made that the inroads being made to bring down the church are being facilitated and maybe even enabled by the Holy See itself, by Pope Francis, because he is a man first and foremost of the communist left before he's a man of God. Is that harsh in your view, or do you share that analysis?
I would say this. I would say the Catholic Church follows the papacy, and we do believe in the papacy for a reason. We do believe that it's biblical. And I would say that Pope Francis is not radically, a lot of people want to believe that he's like radically changing the beliefs of the church. That's not happening. He's not speaking from the chair of Peter, therefore nothing's changing on that front. But that being said, you know, I think we can be a product of our raising. And so our raising does give some leeway with the beliefs that we have. But as far as the teachings of the church as a whole, no, Pope Francis is not radically changing our church teaching.
Yeah, we will see, because his targeting of the traditional Catholic Mass
I personally attend. I'm a proud attendee of a traditional Latin Mass.
The Latin Mass, yes.
I proudly veil every week in Mass. And so I am definitely in line with the these apparently I've got a red mark on my back because I believe in the traditions of
right,
the Catholic Church,
right.
And apparently that makes me a radical.
Right, and I have a hard time distinguishing the attacks on the traditional Latin Mass launched by Christopher Wray and those attacks on the traditional Latin Mass launched by Pope Francis. It, for this Catholic, it is very, very disturbing, and I've spoken in
right.
public.
It's definitely concerning to
yes.
see. I mean, when that was released personally, as someone who grew up with the Latin Mass, all my friends and I loved going to Latin Mass growing up, even at a young age. It was concerning when Pope Francis released that, to say the least.
Yep.
But yep. it has been, it's actually been great because I've seen, even in my church here, it's a FSSP church, and they are allowed to continue practicing the Latin Mass. I think that it's gotten fuller. I mean, more people want to come, and I think that's kind of the Augustinian belief of tell them they can't and they will. I think God works in wonderful ways, and you know, if you take away the traditions, people, they want it more.
Which is the Judeo-Christian American ideal of us telling the government what to do and authority what to do, and not the other way around. The only authority I genuflect to is the authority of God. The last question I have for you is this, Logan. Why do you think the Democrats are targeting not just the Catholic Church, but faith in general? Why do you think they're doing this?
Because they're scared. I mean, how scary is it that we follow something bigger than the president, bigger than the Supreme Court here in the United States? We believe in something so much bigger than the man-made government that's here, and that's why our country was built on Judeo-Christian values. That's how we prosper. That's how we thrive as Americans. And these modern progressive Democrats are coming for us because they're afraid of what we stand for. We stand for life. We stand for freedom. And those are two things that they go, I mean, let's be honest, it goes against everything they believe in these days.
True.
And, you know, they call us crazy because we don't want them grooming our children. I mean, I think we are waking up to just absolute nonsense that's happening with the left. And, I mean, I would be afraid, too, if there was a bunch of faithful Christians who are taking a stand.
In this Christian's view, I believe that the reason why they're attacking us is because we say the word no to them. Mm-hmm. And the reason why they're attacking us is that we value our freedom over their totalitarian control. And that's
absolutely
precisely why we're under attack. Logan Church, National Political Director for Catholic Vote. If folks want to check out what you do, where can they go?
Well, you can check us out at CatholicVote.org. We also, something for you, we also have recently branched out our Hispanic arm of Catholic Vote. And so Voto Católico, I probably butchered that. We do everything that we do at Catholic Vote. We also have a Spanish option. So our loose email, our website, our social media. So make sure that you guys go check that out.
Logan, it was a pleasure meeting you. Stay in touch with the show, will you?
Thanks. Will do.
That puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Folks, get back to your faith. Make sure your kids are grounded in a faith. It might save the country. Actually, it will save the country if we turn back. Do me another favor, won't you? Pay a visit to a couple of websites. TexasScorecard.com, that's number one. TexasScorecard.com, big news in Texas. If it's happening, it's happening there and covered there in a way that you're not going to see in the basket of biased press here in Texas or around these once United States. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. Now, when you're at ChrisSalcedo.com, you can leave me voicemails and emails. You can find out how to book me for a speech and also track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. That is simulcast, my friends, on TNTRadio.live. TNTRadio.live, heard all over the globe. So check that out. Also, track down the Chris Salcedo show on Newsmax TV, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me, we, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.